Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 26th through July 6th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Burt Show.
All right, so a recap of this reality TV show stuff. Yes. You know, the 30-second version of it is I was approached a couple of months ago by the creator of Real Housewives of Atlanta. She has an idea to do sort of the same kind of concept with a bunch of guys here in Atlanta, and she has singled out my group as some of the guys that she thinks might make good reality TV. So I've been going through the process of this reality TV show, almost, I don't want to say audition, but I guess it is.
It is an audition.
I mean, I haven't made my mind up if I would do it or not yet, but as a group, they're looking at us, and I've had an on-camera interview at my house. I had one the other day. They came in studio, and they recorded everybody in studio also.
You're doing it. If they say it's a go, you're going to do it.
I'm 75%
Come
sure.
on.
No, I'm not 100%.
Come on.
I'm not playing with you. I mean,
Stacey's 100% in.
She's into it. She's really into it. I'm more, I'll tell you what, I'll give you another reason why I'm more nervous
All
for
right.
Stacey than I am for me.
Okay.
So last night, the producers and creators wanted all of the guys that they were interested in, because it's not just my group. There's some other dudes around Atlanta that they think might make good TV also. So we all met up over at 10 Degrees South last night, this restaurant in Buckhead, and the cameras were there, and all of the dudes were there. So there was my friend Dolvet, my friend Justin, my friend Kenny Burns, and me. And then there were some random guys that I had never met before. And up until this point, I knew that there were other dudes that they were interested in. I just didn't know who they were. So I met them last night. One guy is a dude named Q, and he was in the band 112. Back,
okay.
You know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Then there's a guy here, and he's a really nice. All the guys they had there last night, I thought were really, really nice guys. Like, I don't know.
112 was the band that did Let's Get Married, right? Let's get married.
It is, right?
What? Oh, that was Jagged Edge. Shoot.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Sorry, 112. I thought I was dead on with that. Man, I got to find out.
No, they did. I've got it right here because I looked it up last night also. He was telling some cool stories last night about Diddy because he used to be part of that whole Diddy thing, and he worked with Biggie also. So he's a big deal. Big deal in the R&B world, 112, right? So Q is one of the guys they're looking at, and I think he'd be great on TV. There was another dude that played for the Baltimore Ravens for a couple of years, and another really solid, nice guy, and his name is Daniel Wilcox. He's in on it also. And there was another guy, a celebrity photographer. Hold on a sec. Let me delete that. I just got a, as I was telling it, I just got a,
Are you not supposed to
a
say
text
anything?
From, yeah, the producer saying, please don't tell all of Atlanta the possible cast.
Little late.
I have a feeling
and
that
she's calling right now too. I didn't know that. I was in the middle of my story, princess.
I have a feeling that
answer the phone. I want to hear your half of the conversation when she yells at you.
Hey, are you there? Hello? She's not there. I didn't get the text until I was halfway through the story, so I won't tell you who the third one is.
Okay.
And I think I deleted out the last guy too. So all three guys, that's really unfortunate. She should have told me that last night.
Foreshadowing.
And I wouldn't have said,
Foreshadowing. Foreshadowing. Don't talk about
anything.
The show on your show.
I was going to say, yeah, princess.
I wouldn't have said anything
it's
had they
part
told me
of
not
deal.
To. So there was another dude also. And I think I didn't, the third guy, I didn't get to hang with all that much. So I don't really have an opinion on that dude too much. But it was all of us sitting around and we were just talking. It was seven dudes just doing what dudes do, talking BS.
And they were filming you at the same time.
Filming the entire time, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a sound guy there with one of those big old boom mics. That the lighting was right on this one also. And they were asking us some questions. And we were just, we would answer them from time to time, but mostly it was just us sitting there just sort of having the conversation flow,
mm-hmm.
you know? We talked about our wives. We talked about Dolvet being single. We talked about Atlanta and how it's changed. Some of the guys talked about lifestyle and fashion and stuff like that. It just, you know, when guys get together, I think it's very similar to women. It's just that the conversation starts in one area and then mm-hmm. just starts going all over the place. So there was never really a lull time. It was just them recording the chemistry together.
Mm-hmm.
At one time, they kind of mixed us up on the couches so we would be by other guys. So I guess they're testing the chemistry there. And that went on for about 2 hours.
So it was just the guys. The wives weren't involved?
The wives were not there. Now, Justin's wife was there because
they own the restaurant.
They own the restaurant, but she wasn't in the room where we were
on
recording
camera.
And all that. Yeah.
Got it.
Now, you started the conversation talking about you're more concerned about Stacey.
Yeah, only because one of the guys I was just talking about, just randomly when the cameras were off, I was expressing to him my concerns about my wife,
mm-hmm.
that they would only show the tough side of her and they wouldn't show the side where she's doing all the volunteer work and she's soft with her friends and stuff like that. And he looked at me and he's like, man, it's like you're talking for me right now also. Like, my wife is the exact same way. Like, if you meet my wife, she's kind of tough. She's really tough to get to know. But if you start to, you know, really get to know her, she's a softie and she's really, really sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So I now know the wives of four of the guys on the show, and they are all very similar in personality.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Okay? They are all, they're tough women, man.
They are not casting you guys.
They are not.
Casting your wives.
They would make great TV because these are women that keep their men in line. We have a lot of respect for our women, but they are not pushovers.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the rest of the guys, but in my world, Stacey handles our finances. She basically manages my life outside of this. And I have a feeling that that's similar with some of the other guys. Like, I know with Justin and Kelly, she can be a tough cookie. She's very straightforward,
mm-hmm.
can be a very tough cookie also. But she's also very, very sweet. So
yeah,
I'm just sort of starting to put some of the dots together, you know?
This is a show about the wives.
I think so,
I think
too.
I think it's going to play a major role in it, and I think it would be a great place.
Mm-hmm.
But the guys are scared about it.
Maybe it's a whole show about men who are scared of their wives.
That could be for good reason. For really good reason. So she wouldn't give me, Princess wouldn't tell me last night when they were going to make a final decision. Mm-hmm. I think I probably just took myself out of the running there by telling everybody who was in it. She did say to me that there was a very specific reason why we did what we did last night. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what that was.
Well, like you said, though, I'm sure they're looking at the chemistry of the guys and the conversation and kind of, well, and, you know, in every reality show, there's certain characters. And maybe last night they could get a feel on which, you know, guy would be which character on the show
mm-hmm.
and what part of their personality they would, you know, not to use, can't think of another word, but exploit. Not, you know,
mm-hmm.
Over other mm-hmm. parts of their personality. And so I'm just sure it's just, you know, conversations between the producers on who they want. So who knows how long it takes, you know?
I don't know how long this process is going to go. But, you know, I sort of felt myself over the last 48 hours sort of getting competitive with myself. Like, even if I'm not sure that I want to be in it, I still want to be offered it.
Right.
To make the decision, you know? So I'm not really sure where it stands. To me, the night last night just really seemed to flow.
That's good.
Kenny Burns, man, he owns a room when he's in it. I thought Dolvet did a great job last night.
Mm-hmm.
My friend Justin, I was a little nervous about because sometimes he can get a little reserved, but he was very animated last night.
Fun.
So I think they got three great possibilities right there. And who knows what'll happen. But
that's
yeah,
awesome.
It was fun to
awesome.
Do. It was cool. fun. I had a blast right. doing it last night.
I can't wait to find out. I just want an answer one way or the other.
I can't wait to see you on the show, Bert.
I don't know. I really have zero idea if they're going to ask me to do it or not.
Actually, Melissa, you should say, I can't wait to see you on the show, Stacey.
Exactly.
Yeah, if I get cast.
Stacey, get ready.
If I get cast, the chances are pretty good they're doing it because they want Stacey and not me. I understand that. But if they did ask, I think I've probably gone totally the other way now. I think before I said that I was 30% doing it, 70% not doing it, and I think I'm on the other end now. Like, I'm sort of excited
That's
about
awesome.
It. So I'll keep you guys updated as soon as I know anything.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.